Hi, welcome to Staff Notes. My name is Gary Stewart. I work in the Office of Government and Community Relations here at Cornell University. I'm also a member of the Employee Assembly. Today, my guest is Lieutenant Jeff Montesano from Cornell University Police. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
For starters, Jeff, can you tell us a little about your background, where you're from, and how long you've been here at Cornell and your job here at Cornell?
Sure. I'm from Dryden. I'm married and have two children, 11 and 15. I started at Cornell about 12 years ago. I'm a graduate of the Otsego County Law Enforcement Academy. I originally started with the Cortland County Sheriff's Department and found my way to the Cornell Police and haven't looked back since.
And what sort of responsibilities do you have with the Cornell Police?
I started as a patrol officer and promoted to the rank of sergeant. I was also a canine officer, and now I am the lieutenant of road operations. Prior to that, I was the special projects manager, which I helped organize all the major events on campus.
So for people who don't know anything about Cornell University Police, can you describe it to us? It's a 24/7 operation. About how many folks work there, and what are the day-to-day operations like for CUP?
They're hectic. We have about 55 officers working with us, and that also includes our administrative staff. We're a very well-diverse department, very sensitive, really try to put ourselves in parents' shoes and also students' shoes. And we really try to understand the whole dynamics of the university and understand the pressures that not only the students are under, but the staff as well and the faculty.
So we're taping this in the spring of 2010, and it's been a rough one for Cornell and everyone who loves Cornell. And how have the challenges tied to the student mental health issues and some of the related concerns about suicides, how have they affected Cornell University Police?
They've affected us. I mean, we're human, and these take a totality on us also. We're very sensitive to the needs of the students, and we really want a good outreach and everybody kind of checking in with each other. It's really important to us to monitor everybody's mental health. And it has. It's taken a task, and it's been a very unfortunate year for us. We're trying to handle it the best possible way we can, and everybody's keeping their heads up and just continuing to reach a hand out to others and make sure that they're good and taking care of our community.
Mm-hmm. So for some staff, we're just starting to get into these notice and respond protocols, but for the police, this just must be part of your regular ongoing training? Or
It is part of the ongoing training, and I don't want to desensitize it, that we're callous to it, because we're not by any means. But we do. I mean, when you go through the police academy, you get hours of mental health training, and we also continue to do that on-the-job training as well. And so we're very keen to it, working very close with Gannett and other people on campus to try to make sure that we stay on top of it and monitor what's going on.
So May is a busy month for you folks at many levels. Slope Day has come and gone. But generally in May, you work with Ithaca Police on some different things, right?
And then
there's some big events coming up. But let's start about talking about the relationship between Cornell and Ithaca Police. You do some joint patrols this month?
We do. We do a lot of joint patrols with them throughout the year. We go after a lot of crime-type behaviors that we try to get a handle on. And we'll be continuing to do those with Senior Week coming. We'll dedicate a few officers to the police department and work in coalition with them. And it's really nice because the two departments get to mesh a little bit, mm-hmm. and we can start figuring out each other and their needs as well as them figuring out us and our needs.
As far as Senior Week goes, you've seen a lot of changes over the last 12 years. What are some of the changes you've seen in terms of just neighborhood life and campus life too during Senior Week?
I've seen a huge improvement. I really think the two departments working together and understanding that we have a common goal has really changed the dynamics of the university and the police department. When I first came, I really thought it was a little bit out of control around Senior Week, and I've seen a drastic improvement through the years. And I really think that even the community is starting to see that things are managed much better and that we really do care about the surrounding community as well.
Mm-hmm. As far as the Cornell University Police goes, some people might not understand that you folks are like a legitimate police force.
Absolutely.
And can you just describe what how it's set up and what the authority is that, that you have on a day-to-day basis and some of the things you can do as a Cornell University police officer?
Sure. We are trained just like any other police officer for any other municipal agency. Basically, I always tell everyone, whenever we hire somebody, we're a city within a city. You know, on an average day throughout the week, there's 40,000 people here, and that brings its problems in its own. Like I say, we all go to a full-time police academy. We come back from the police academy, get 18 weeks of field training with another officer. We have full police powers. I say that the only thing, we are technically peace officers, and what kind of separates us between municipal police is we can't serve warrants. We can make arrests just like any other police agency can, and we work very close with the other police agencies to so that we're not stepping on each other's jurisdiction and understand what each department needs and community needs.
Jeff, can you think of a time where you or perhaps you and some coworkers really made a difference? I'm sure it happens every day in one way, shape, or form, but just an incident or some call you responded to or a decision you made that you just felt especially good about?
Wow, there's a lot of them. One that I was particularly involved in was when I was a canine handler, I ended up going down to Walmart. They had a bomb scare, and I took my dog and canine Saber down, who's since retired. And we were down there for a long time, and it was a great way to interact with other parts of the community, and it had a good result in the end. And it's just, there's so many, Gary, that I don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. And that really was just one of the times that I was very proud of, and I'll probably remember out of my whole police career that incident. It was much like you would see in the movies, you know, yeah. There's helicopters and black vans coming in, mm-hmm. and it really put it quite a strain on the community as a whole. And it was just one of the times that you really felt good when it was all said and done, that everybody was safe and everybody was able to walk away and just watch all the resources come together.
Mm-hmm. In general, why do you like working at Cornell?
Wow, I like the diversity. I really do. There's a little bit of everything here, and it's such a large community. They've been very good to me, they being the Cornell Police and the university. I feel that they really take me as a single person, and I'm not just a number. I have some young children who also would like to look into the law enforcement career, and they're looking at Cornell Police, and that's great as a whole, and I think it says a lot for Cornell also.
Speaking of your kids, what do you do when you're not working? What are your out-of-work activities like?
Well, we just built a new house, so I've been doing a lot of yard work.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I like to golf. I like to fish, I like to hunt, and I really like to spend time with my family and my friends. It's just, they mean a lot to me. They've been my supporters through the years and put up with my awful hours, and so every chance that I get to spend with them is what I do.
Mm-hmm. So do you still have like parents and grandparents around you and your wife? Have like an extended family?
We have mostly my wife's family. My parents have passed since. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a large family in the area, so we spend a lot of time with my wife's parents, and it's been great. A lot of her relatives are out of state or out of the country, and it's been nice to be able to, they really become my family, and it's nice.
Just go back to the job for a second. So when we have like big names coming in here this month, Nancy Pelosi, I guess, was it a year or two ago Clinton came here?
He did.
Both Clintons have been here for different things. What's it like for you folks, and you must be dealing with different, and Dalai Lama, people like that, with different agencies. What are the protocols and coordination like behind the scenes?
They're hectic. But what is we've done so much of it that when the Secret Service comes in, they know we've done it, and they have full confidence in us to handle it. And really, we've become just a great resource for them. And I really think we kind of lower the threshold for them, as they don't have quite as much responsibility when they come in, because we're there, we've done it, and they completely have all great judgment for us and what we provide for them, and they are awesome to work with.
So is it still sort of exciting when a big name comes in and you kind of get geared up for it, or is it now just sort of like pro forma and ho-hum, here comes fill in the blank.
No, I think it's exciting.
Yeah.
It is. There's several agencies that I could have gone and worked for, and I've met people on this university I'd never dreamed of meeting, you know, from the Clintons to B.B. King to General Petraeus. It's just, it's very exciting when you see these people come in. They bring their own dynamics when they come, and there's challenges when they come, but boy, once the event's done and it was successful, that was great. There's just no way to describe it.
So you seem to be a very proud member of the Cornell University Police Force.
I am. And I don't think I would go back and change it.
We conclude these interviews with a standard question. If you were the president of Cornell University for a day, what would you do with your time?
You know what I think I'd do? I think I'd want to get into the Cornell race team. I want to drive their formula car. I think that would be, being a police officer, you know, there's always a little speed involved, and I just think that would be the best. And, you know, and I watch those kids up there racing that car, and I keep saying I want to get behind the wheel of one of those someday. So if I was a president, that's what I would do for the day.
All right. Well, Jeff, I just think that the job that you and the Cornell police do is just so exceptional. I'm sure that perhaps you don't hear thanks enough from folks on campus, but having dealt with Cornell University Police for several years and many different things, the class and dignity and professionalism that you folks bring to the job every day is very much appreciated.
Well, we appreciate that. We always love to hear that good feedback. Thank you very much for that.
And Jeff, thank you for being on Staff Notes today. My name is Gary Stewart. Thanks for watching.